All right, guys. It's been a big month for Ruby. I forget. Did somebody Ruby News last time?
No. So it's
so
been like a big couple months.
Couple months had RailsConf in wherever the hell that was. Big news for Rails 5. All sorts of new exciting stuff. Support for WebSockets. Other things that no one really cares about. The DHH is really excited about, and we're probably all going to care about in a year or two when we finally figure out who they are. Some vulnerabilities were discovered. If you use Rails, we had not one but two security patches in the past month, so get on upgrading that. And also the jQuery Rails and jQuery UJS libraries also had vulnerabilities that would allow some cross-site request forgery stuff. You don't know what that is, look it up. It's sort of interesting, you want to be a hacker. But whether you know what that is or not, upgrade your jQuery UJS and jQuery Rails. Also, I'm really into a gem called Bundler Audit, which just, you run it again. Bundler Audit, Bundler-Audit. You just run it from your project directory, it looks at your gem file, and your gem file at lock. It will tell you any of the versions you're using have like known security issues. So if you forget all the things that I said tonight, just remember Bundler Audit, and it'll tell you if you're running any outdated versions of things that you have trouble with. What else is going on? RailsConf, there were some great talks. I think if you're in the FlowDoc channel for NDRB, we linked to some of them. Definitely worth checking out. And if you watched all those and you still don't have enough Ruby, Red Dot RubyConf happened in Singapore. A friend of mine gave a talk on web security there. And there were some other just great talks. If I missed it, because Singapore is like right over there. But definitely more good Ruby stuff coming out of there, so check it out. And also, one of my favorite podcasts, Changelog, they do general kind of tech stuff. They cover a lot of things Ruby, a lot of things, JS that no one cares about. but anyway, Google's Ilya Grigorik is on there talking about HTTP 2.0. HTTP, you may remember, you may recognize from every URL ever. It's the protocol that websites use and browsers use to talk to websites. It's been on version 1 for like 20 years. And version 2 is coming out, and it's going to change all the things. So it's definitely worth looking into if you do any kind of web programming. Ruby's great for that, so probably do some of that stuff. It's a great episode. Changelog is the name of the podcast. Ilya Grigorik is the Google engineer who's really pushing for sort of just teaching people about the new HTTP 2.0 stuff. There's a lot of performance improvements you can take advantage of. And even though it's not officially out yet, they're sort of doing a modular release where they're just going to take advantage of certain newer technologies to speed up your apps. So we'll learn about HTML 2.0. That's it for Ruby news.